guys ever played old Wii games from like the 2008, 2010, like Smash Bros. Brawl on the Wii or Melee on the PlayStation, on the 64 system, the GameCube? There was this boss called the Master Hand, and he was like a gloved white hand, and he was like a boss, and he was like this. That's what you see. You put strings on the end of that, like a puppet master who's doing a marionette play. That's how the world works, in my opinion. You get the people with big money pulling the strings of people who have taken the money in exchange for their souls. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, today I want to visit a topic that I think is extremely important due to the season we are in, with all the politics ramping up, all the propaganda at a fever pitch because of Joe Biden dropping out and Kamala potentially getting the nomination and Trump getting potentially assassinated. Oh, by the way, if you actually look that up on Google, you won't really find anything, which is ironic, isn't it? But I'm going to back up a little bit. How are you doing today? Is everything going okay? Everything all right? Good. I'm glad. And if it's not, well, I'm sorry. I'll try to help you, but there's not much I can do. Today we need to discuss power and how it poisons the mind, or how it can poison the mind. You know, I think two of the strongest pillars of power are religion and politics. And the reason so many people can get consumed by either one of these is arguably because they go so hand in hand. They're so intertwined. And a lot of people get really passionate about things that they can't really control. And, you know, as much as I like to plug my passion project, which is Biblical Bachelor, the book, it's not just a book, it's a lifestyle. It is a philosophy through which you build the lifestyle that you want. You question the norms of reality, and you, through that, you discover truths about yourself and about the universe. Because let me tell you something, if you believe what you hear, 99% of what you hear, you take the inverse of that, you're getting real a lot closer to the actual truth. Let me tell you right now, if you believe half the stuff you read, see, hear, or anything else, you're really asleep. I'm not just talking about politics, I'm not just talking religion, we're talking about the entire society in general. I'll tell you a little story. I walk through the mall. I like to go and I like to write in coffee shops. Why? Because, I mean, I can write in this room I'm in right now, and sometimes I do for like homework and stuff like that, but you need to enlighten your mind. You need to go out and you need to go in places and create a little bit of like a work area, a play area, you need to have like this, I think they call it temporal placement, I think is what they call it. I'm sorry if I seem a little tired. I'm not really tired. I'm over all of the complications in the world. I'm over feeling like I'm crazy because I see things for how they really are and I have the guts to say it. I know a lot of you are in the same boat as me. In fact, if you can look at my ear, I'm actually listening to synthwave. I love synthwave music. Fantastic. You know, I prefer like music that's instrumental only. I don't like to hear a lot of, the voice is distracting to me. I like to hear music that doesn't tell me what I should be thinking about. Women, trucks, beer, breakups, Taylor Swift, you name it. I don't like it when people tell me what to think. But it's like a form of mini meditation when you sit back and you listen to music that's instrumental. It can take you to a whole other place. And to me, that's a form of power. Has influence over your mind, because your mind is where the battle is fought, my friends. Your thoughts become actions, your actions become behavior, your behavior becomes habits. Make no mistake, you think it's a one-off, right? You think, oh, it's not going to affect me, Austin. You know, it's just one thing, it's just one indulgence, it's just one action. No, it might start that way. It's not going to stay that way. No, it won't. And so when we get to this realm of power and how it could poison your mind, the greatest power one can have, in my opinion, is over oneself, because it's so easy when we don't have power over our lives, where we live, what we do for work, how our friends or the world sees us. How we don't have the amount of money that we want to have. How we don't have the body we want to have. It's really easy for us to, instead of turning inward, to turn outwards and say, you know what? It's their fault. If only I could control how people think about me. If only I could control the world. If only I could control politics. If only I could control a pastor, an imam, a rabbi, that my life would be better. My life would, everything would be better if I could control everything outward, because we're afraid to turn inwards. And I know I'm going to sound all hokey and like I'm a spiritual guru on TikTok. Now, I can't stand those types of people, by the way. I can't stand people who go on like TikTok and are like 45 and they're... It's like being a 45-year-old divorced woman talking about how to succeed in a relationship when you can't even make a marriage work. And 90% of the problem is you won't have sex with your husband. But I'm getting totally off track here. It's a stream of consciousness. If this is your first time listening to the show, you don't know what I'm talking about. You think this is disorderly and that I'm all over the place when I'm not. This is a stream of consciousness. It's a dead art in the media today. You can get people with a blackboard. You can get people with great graphics and they can talk about one topic for 3 hours. Or they can get some know-nothing bimbos on their shows who talk about really idiotic bullcrap and they laugh at them. And that passes for entertainment and comedy. No. I'm not about it. We need to do better than that. Part of the reason why I loved going back to college after I left the military was I got to explore philosophy. And the reason I find philosophy interesting is not because you get to study the minds of great men, which is in and of itself interesting and beautiful, but it's about understanding that this pursuit of truth, which is what the red pill is. Red pill stands for, I'm sure all of you know this already, but I'll catch those of you up to speed who don't know. It's a reference from The Matrix, where Neo is handed a red pill and a blue pill. He has to decide which one he wants to take. Do you want to take the red pill of reality? Or does he want to stay in the fantasy and take the blue? Everybody is fed the blue from default. There are blue pill distributors that you'll find who are exuding their influence of power over you in their attempt to create a mindless drone slave. And in my opinion, they are, not in no particular order, by the way, no particular order. There is the church. There is the education system, the entertainment system, social media. And I can go on and on. It all goes back to money. Every time. Everything is about money, my friends. And I could get really animated and really worked up right now. And you know what? I actually did it. Earlier, I had a conversation. I went to church this morning and I was listening to him talk. And you guys will not believe. See, this is the kind of stuff I talk about, power and how it poisons people. Sometimes when you have power, whether it's over a congregation, over an entire Congress, an entire region, like in Africa, it doesn't matter. When you have power, you tend to not follow the words of Rudyard Kipling. Rudyard Kipling said, if you can keep the common touch while rubbing shoulders with kings, then you will be a man, my son. If you can keep your head while all those around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, then you will be a man, my son. That's what Rudyard Kipling said. But a lot of people, they can't do that. They can't even keep the common touch because they don't want to almost make dirty themselves. They'd rather have this ideal version of the world that doesn't exist. It exists only in the minds of people who have all these ideals, but they don't know the truth. There's this dichotomy between truth and ideals that's been explained from everything from philosophy to Pokemon. Well, they've explored this idea of the truth versus ideals, which one is correct. And I would argue that the truth lies with the truth. You could argue it goes towards the middle, which is not a false assessment. But we need to first define what the truth is. We need to see reality for the harshness it is, and find a way to cope, which I did. I'm doing a show on that. It'll come out after this one, coping with reality. The problem is, my friends, a lot of us, we don't understand where power comes from, where it stems from, and how it's exerted against us to make us slaves, in plain English. You know, I could take this all the way back to the KGB in Russia, or back to the Bolsheviks like Trotsky, Lenin, and you can go all the way down, but I think I want to focus instead on a more modern example. Let's go to Captain America in the Marvel Universe. Oh, I know, real big jump cut, right? Well, let's go there to the Winter Soldier. There's a man named Zola who worked for the Red Skull, which was a division of the Nazis in the Marvel Universe. And what was interesting is I've played this on the show before. I almost got the copyright, but luckily I didn't. I played this clip that talks about how power is exuded, not directly because then it could be confronted, but instead it's gone through the side door, through the back door, so that you can't say no to it. It's passive. It's not aggressive. It's passive. So you're going to accept it in the same way that you might accept slogans that have everything to do with positivity, at least at the face of it. So you see it's actually negative. You see it's actually quite damaging and dangerous. But you had to dig a little deeper to see that. You had to fully understand the context to see it. And so when we talk about power, we talk about how it is used against us. In almost, you guys ever played old Wii games from like the 2008, 2010, like Smash Bros. Brawl on the Wii? Or our Melee on the PlayStation, on the 64 system, the GameCube? There was this boss called the Master Hand. He was like a gloved white hand, and he was like a boss, and he was like this. That's what you see. You put strings on the end of that, like a puppet master who's doing a marionette play. That's how the world works, in my opinion. You get the people with big money pulling the strings of people who have taken the money in exchange for their souls, in exchange for influence. And that's why you see a very eerily similar story almost across the entire media landscape. You see stereotypes within the political realm. You see consistencies within the religious realm and the charities and all that kind. You see similarities that are eerie, that they shouldn't be there. There should be a diversity of thought that naturally comes from the different worldviews, the different experiences of people. Instead, you see almost exactly the same version of the same thing. It's the same thing, but maybe in different flavors. Oh, ice cream. Maybe it's vanilla ice cream, chocolate ice cream, strawberry ice cream, but it's all ice cream. There's nothing else there. You see how that works? Am I making sense? I hope I am. Because that's how power is exuded over you. You take sayings, like, for example, you use the Palestinian sayings that they're using now against the Jews to pretend like they're not a bunch of Hitler's and headscarves, in my opinion. But what they're doing is they're using slogans from the KGB. Oh, you didn't know that it was created by the USSR? Of course you didn't, because they sound positive. Like, Zionism is racism, or from the river to the sea. Objectively, those don't sound negative until you dig deeper and you realize what they're talking about. It's much more malicious. It's much more nefarious and evil when you break it down. Now, that might be an extreme example, but once you understand that power is used through the side window and the back door and not through the front, because then you can confront it, you realize how they're conditioning you. You realize how they turn you into an ally of the very people who are exploiting you, whether it be the financial titans, whether it be the political structure, whether it be relationship dynamics, whether I could go down the list. All of it is structured around the idea of exploiting you without you knowing these people's names, without you knowing how they're doing it, why they're doing it, and that they're even doing it in the first place. And I think it's important for us to use analogies, for us to use modern pop culture references to, number one, make it digestible, and number two, to help you understand and paint you a parallel picture, because a picture is worth a thousand words. And so, for example, when I use a Game of Thrones font for the title of today's show, it's to show you that that's exactly what's happening in front of your eyes, except instead of the Iron Throne, you have the Resolute Desk. Instead of the Iron Throne, and you have all the people standing around it vying for the throne of the big, the big families with the big sigils, you have parties, the political parties, that is, with their corporate donors, the big sponsors who sit behind them, who tell them what to say, what they should care about, where the big money wants them to go is where they go. And when you step out of line, you tend to fall off the map. And that, my friends, is why we see the structure we see. And in religion, it's not much different. That's why a lot of them, they pretend like it's not about money. In the in church today, when I was listening to the pastor, he was talking about urging young men in general, but especially young men, to volunteer in the church, to be in the church, be more active. And I laughed out loud when I heard it, because I thought to myself, it's no wonder a lot of men are checking out of church, because they're treated like second-class citizens. People don't care about them. They think that drinking beer and having a wife makes them an alpha. They think having an out-of-shape wife drinking beer and going and having a pickup truck makes them an alpha. No, that doesn't make you alpha. I mean, if you really want to get into it, you can read Song of Solomon and Ecclesiastes, where you say everything is vanity. But at the end of the day, it's all about that power, right? It's all about the money, right? Because money is a form of power. My friends, let me know what you have to say about all this. Do you think that I'm reading into this too much? Am I too cynical for you? I don't think so. I think I'm holding back, frankly, I think. But at the end of the day, my friends, what do you think? How are some ways in your life you've seen the hands behind the scenes playing with your life, playing with your finances, playing with your social circles? How have you seen this play out? How scared are you of what you see, and you're afraid to tell people? Because number one, they won't believe you. Or number two, you're afraid that they're not going to understand and that they're going to blame it on you because you're shattering this snow globe they call a worldview. What do you have to say? I think it's important for us to discuss this. A lot of us are going to have different views and have different opinions. I think it's important for us to share our notes, because at the end of the day, we all live in probably different areas of the country. We all live in the United States, which I doubt. And if we all have a similar experience, then there has to be an underlying truth to what we are discussing. I learned in, I think it was what, sixth grade, about the common denominator, lowest common denominator. And if we solve for that, it's got to be there. So, my friends, when we get into power and how it can poison your mind against yourself and against your natural allies, meaning those of us who pursue the truth is with you, we need to ask ourselves how we're being exploited in this way. How do we set ourselves up, and how do we avoid it? How do we get people to not only, how do we not just expose it to them, but we get them to ask questions that they then have to answer for themselves? Almost like Inception. How do we incept the idea into people we care about? That's a tough question. How do we incept in our own minds to accomplish the things we want, to get the results and the goals that we want? It's a hard question, but I think it's important for us to ask it all the same so we can find an answer to it. It's not simple. It's going to be hard. But it's important for us to ask these questions so that we can then are forced to find a solution. We're forced to figure it out for ourselves. Otherwise, we live with unanswered questions, like an unclosed circuit that won't generate electricity. We have to close it. Let the circuit run. Even if it hurts you, they say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. My friends, I encourage you to compare notes, ask questions. Never just take what you hear for granted. Let these people know out here who are curious and they're hungry for knowledge. Reward them. Closed mouths do not get fed. My friends, take care. I'll see you next time. Out of here. Peace.